Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Lincolnshire Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. Peter Anthony Estreet, Reform UK. Track 4. Mark Stewart Jones, Conservative Candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Track 5. Roseanne Christina Kirk, Labour and Cooperative Party. Track 6. Ross David Pepper, Liberal Democrat. Track 7. David Vaughan Williams, Lincolnshire Independents. Track 8. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Lincolnshire. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent, and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidate standing for election in the Lincolnshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Peter Anthony Escreet, Reform UK. Election statement. I've put myself forward as a candidate for Lincolnshire PCC as I'm confident that I can drive a positive change in Lincolnshire policing. I believe the role of the PCC is one that really can make a difference for the county and should not involve party politics. As such, I make the following promises. Lincolnshire first. What's best for Lincolnshire is my only driver for this position, regardless of my personal political views or party policy. Transparency and visibility. I intend to give the public full visibility of the PCC role and activities to show that they are getting the best value for their money. Accountability. I will hold Lincolnshire Police Force accountable for their actions and ensure that I am fully accountable to the public. Efficient PCC and policing. From the onset, I will aim to identify efficiencies to be made and drive improvements in the role of the PCC and the policing of Lincolnshire. When it comes to initial crime objectives for the county, the areas of personal concern for me are youth crime and antisocial behaviour, dangerous drivers, rural crime, fly-tipping, victim support and reoffending rates. The statement was prepared by Pat O'Connor of 18 Woodhill Avenue, Gainsborough, DN21 1FB. Contact details: Peter Escreet, Church Trees House, Swinegate, Grantham, Lincolnshire, NG31 6RL. peter.escreet@reformparty.uk. Track 4. Mark Stuart Jones, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. Mark Jones has been the Police and Crime Commissioner for Lincolnshire since 2016. He has a proven track record of delivery, an ambitious plan to keep communities even safer, and the credibility residents can trust to follow through on his commitments. He inherited a police force with unsustainably low funding and years of underinvestment. He has delivered an £11 million, 16.5% increase in central government funding, rising to circa £16 million by next year, and has delivered record numbers of police recruits as a result. He has overseen a transformation in the way the force has policed, with investments in drones, better vehicles, taser, dog units, and computer technology, freeing up officer time to be in the community for longer, to be more efficient and effective for residents, to keep communities safe. He focused on improving call times. 101 and 999 services are now amongst the best in England. 94.8% of emergency calls answered within 10 seconds. Mark will deliver sustained focus on officer numbers with more visible policing a priority, New roads, urban and rural crime policing teams fully equipped to drive down crime in all communities. UK's first county-wide no cold call zone to keep out doorstep criminals. New £500,000 rural crime fighting fund. New £250,000 anti-fly tipping fund to support communities to tackle this important issue. New violence and harm reduction program to tackle drugs, violence, domestic abuse and more. What electors need now is as simple as ABC. Able. Mark has a proven track record. Bold. Mark has ambitious yet deliverable plans. Credible. Mark listens, is respected at local and national level to deliver for Lincolnshire. A vote for Mark Jones is a vote for more police, safer streets. The statement was prepared by Liam Sperrin of 1A Farrier Road, LN6 3RU. Contact details, email contact@markjones.org.uk, web markjones.org.uk, FB, facebook.com/markjoneslinks, Twitter @markjoneslinks. Track 5. Roseanne Christina Kirk, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I love Lincolnshire and I want to protect our county. Lincolnshire needs change. The people have been taken for granted by the Conservative establishment. It is outrageous that our county has some of the poorest areas in the country and rural crime is the highest, yet nothing has been done by successive leaders who don't challenge those at Westminster. The fundamentals are still the same, that we're the lowest funded police force. We've been promised a funding review in previous Conservative regimes, but where is it? I'll hold the government to account, making sure they deliver on their promise, and at the table fight for all of Lincolnshire to ensure they don't funnel more money into metropolitan areas like London just because our plight in our communities is less visible. If we get a rotten deal again, it will impact public safety for another decade at least. I signed a Charter for a Fairer Lincolnshire, which demonstrates my core principles. Make Westminster pay, keep taxes low, cut wage by £25,000 and invest the money saved in frontline policing. Remove the unelected deputy, putting the money into dealing with rural crime complaints. Listen to and fight for all of Lincolnshire. Focus on more visible neighbourhood police. Ensure offenders are brought to justice. Prevention, prevention, prevention. Put Lincolnshire first by investing in the morale of our brave officers. Lincolnshire's history has shown a ruling party that has taken advantage of the people and their loyalty. It's time for a change. A vote for me is a vote for Lincolnshire. I'll cut my wage by £25,000, keep your taxes low and make Westminster pay. The statement was prepared by Daryl Kirk at Grafton House, Lincoln, LN1 1XJ. Contact details www.votelincolnshirepcc.co.uk. Track 6. Ross David Pepper, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. Ross is a born and bred Lincolnshire yellowbelly. Both his parents hail from the county too, his dad from Lincoln and his mum from Boston. Having been born in Lincoln, gone to school and university in the city and spent his working life in the county, Ross understands the issues that Lincolnshire face and how it is often let down in its need for the resources it requires. That is especially true when it comes to police funding for the county. This cannot continue and Ross will fight for fair funding for Lincolnshire Police. One of Ross's key aims is crime prevention. Cutting crime before it happens is the best use of resources when it comes to delivering an effective police service. Working with organisations to break the cycle of crime by focusing on issues such as drug rehabilitation, youth services and adult education will provide a vital link to cut offending rates. Serious and violent crime cannot go unpunished, and tackling this will be a priority for Ross. Alongside this, we need to provide quality support and respect for the victim, especially in incidents of sexual assault and rape. Ross would work with communities and local government to make our streets and roads safer. Safer streets at night is an important area of concern that Ross has campaigned on locally and will be a focus if elected. He will also work to tackle speeding and dangerous driving on our county's roads. Ross has committed to pledge £25,000 a year of his salary, if elected, to charities that will help crime prevention in the county. This statement was prepared by Philip Smith of 99 Brick Kiln Lane, Mansfield, NG18 5JU. Contact details www.facebook.com/RossPepperLibDem, www.twitter.com/RossDPepper, Ross, figure 4, linkspcc@gmail.com. Track 7. David Vaughan Williams, Lincolnshire Independents. Election Statement. Large parts of Lincolnshire feel let down by the police. Communities feel that the police are invisible, that it isn't worth reporting crime because nothing happens when they do, that antisocial behaviour and drugs are still problems despite years of them being reported, that roads remain dangerous with too many people being killed or seriously injured every year. Communities should not feel like this. PCCs must demonstrate urgency, vision and ambition to change things. That is what I will bring to the role. As PCC, I will build public trust and confidence in policing, ensuring every community across Lincolnshire has a say in the policing priorities for their area. Be ambitious, so Lincolnshire's police aspire to being one of the highest performing forces in the country. Promote best practice and innovation to deliver adaptable, forward-looking policing capable of responding quickly to changing priorities and new opportunities. Put the needs of victims first. Demand a fairer funding settlement for Lincolnshire, challenging the government to honour its commitment to levelling up. What's needed isn't just additional funding and officers. It's about the PCC showing leadership. It's about making a difference to people's lives and their experience of the police. And it's definitely not about politics. It's about having someone who has only community's interests in mind and who has the knowledge, ability and determination to make things happen. I have over 40 years' experience in the military, civil service and in education, but it's my work with Youth Justice and as chair of Lincolnshire Police's Independent Advisory Group that has fired my passion for wanting to make a difference to policing in Lincolnshire. Please vote for me on the 6th of May so I can make that difference. The statement was prepared by David Williams at Hilltop, Wellbourne, LN50QH. Contact details, website davidwilliams.org.uk, Facebook David Williams for Lincolnshire PCC, Twitter at DVW64. Track 8. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Lincolnshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Lincolnshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Lincolnshire on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Escreet Peter Anthony, Reform UK. Jones, Mark Stewart, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Kirk, Roseanne, Christina, Labour and Cooperative Party. Pepper, Ross, David, Liberal, Democrat. Williams, David Vaughan, Lincolnshire Independents. I can be contacted at Angela Andrews, City Hall, Beaumont Fee, Lincoln, LN1 1DD. Email angela.andrews@lincoln.gov.uk. Phone number 01522 881188. Website www.lincoln.gov.uk. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PCC.